My rule is I get to know the mushroom for 3 years before I'll eat it. My wife used to cry every time I tried a new mushroom. I said, get me more books. I will learn all I can and make sure I don't hurt us. Well, I'm John Wheeler. I'm the president of the Berkshire Mycological Society, which is mycology is a study of mushrooms. And I've been doing this for 24 years. I give classes to people and I do my PowerPoint. And we walk out in the woods and they'll ask, did you plant all these mushrooms? I've never seen so many mushrooms in my life. And I say, no, it's just awareness. It's good observational skills that we need in life, you know? Otherwise, you trip over rocks and sticks in the woods. This is what I call the harbinger of the spring mushrooms. It's a scarlet cup. And it's about 2.5-3 inches across. And it's very, very bright scarlet inside. And even if you dry it out, that redness will stay very, very bright. It's not an edible mushroom, but it's one of the coolest early mushrooms there are. I think that America needs to start a new generation of mycology, of people who are interested in mushrooms. I mean, so many people here were in the Berkshires were brought up with Italian and Polish families, grandfathers, uncles, and stuff. And that's traditional mushroom picking, and they won't pick mushrooms out of their tradition. Whereas I want to know what all the mushrooms are. I know people who eat 4 kinds of mushrooms and they are deathly afraid of everything else because their grandparents didn't tell them those were okay. And there's a lot of good stuff out there. There's a lot of shelf mushrooms that grow, and you can find these polypores any time of the year. And apparently a lot of these mushrooms are quite medicinal. Around the last weekend of, the next to the last and the last weekend of April are usually the beginning points for the majority of the mushrooms to start coming up. So any day now we should start seeing them. We should see the inky caps coming out. There's always lots of stuff on sticks laying in the ground because they're moist and the mushrooms are rotting and ready to go anytime you get a little rain.
Does that get you excited every year?
Absolutely. I start dreaming about them in February. Well, the main goal is just to get people to go out and help me to document what species there are in the county. I've got a pretty good extensive library of photographs, but it would be nice to do it year by year and do town by town. I'm trying to work with some of the schools and get them to possibly let me come in and do a presentation and then get them to do a club, and then they can put all of their photos into one resource and then I can get a hold of it later on in the year. But for the most part, it'd just be great to get a photographic record of this year's mushrooms, because it could be a great year.